This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome. I'm Suze, and it's my pleasure to be your host for the next hour when we talk about flipping the switch. And today we're flipping the switch on a topic that's near and dear to my heart, which is that about who you are, really. Who am I, really? And it's a big question that we all ask ourselves all the time. And, you know, I shouldn't say all ask ourselves all the time, but we all ask ourselves at times, especially when we're going through times of transition. Who am I? And those of you who have been listening in before know that this is one of the things that I really love helping people with, is helping them find out who they are. It's not for me to tell you, but through the belief repatterning technique, we can uncover some of those things. One of the things that I'd like to suggest is that most of us focus on, what am I doing? What should I be doing? What might I be doing? Instead of, how do I want to be in this situation? How do I want to become through this situation? It's not what happens to us. It's how we navigate it that makes the difference. And so looking at really finding those qualities of you and those things that you do that bring you to those qualities or deepen those qualities is really what we're talking about today. I would love to chat with you about this. And you can join me on toll-free 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And as always, there will be a giveaway for those folks that are calling in today, an option to be in one of the upcoming seminar courses, which is a $49 value, or you can opt to do a half price on the Flip Your Switch, which is a $99 value. So that would be about the same, $49.50. So 50 cents difference in the two choices. You decide which one works for you. And people often ask me, what's the difference between the seminars and Flip Your Switch? Well, the seminars are designed for people to dip into at any time. They can do it as their beginning entry into belief repatterning. They can do it after they've done courses. It doesn't matter. What I'm doing, though, is focusing on a specific topic. So the seminar that we have coming up in March is a hugely popular one. And it is one that we've done a number of times, and it's called Being Heavy, Weighing You Down. It's that time of year where you start to go, those winter stews and soups and all that comfort food, that macaroni and cheese has really done its number on my body, and I'd like to shed a few pounds and maybe release some of that. And that's one of the things that happens also, is that when we're not sure who we are, we put on protective layers. And we may have put on protective layers because of a dysfunctional relationship. We may have put on protective layers because as a child, we didn't feel good enough, so we had to cover or hide. It's really about that, uncovering yourself in a way that feels supportive for you. And so looking forward to chatting with you today. If you've got any comments to make about how belief repatterning has supported you in discovering who you are, or any questions about that, or if you'd like to call in and repattern. Again, the number is 877-230-3062. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. So if that being heavy is weighing you down is something that appeals to you, that's great. If not, in April, the topic for the seminars is a different one, and it is declutter your mind, declutter your life. And so this is working toward that, creating that calm, peaceful space, not only in your surroundings, but also within your mind. And so anyone calling in has the options of those. Now, the other possibility is that you can go towards the Flip Your Switch course. And the Flip Your Switch course really is the, let's take all of this and start embedding it into your life in a way that supports you, and how you can practice it and get a daily practice of repatterning and start to train that subconscious mind, because that's what this is about, is we train the subconscious mind to do the work for us so that we don't have to stop and think positively. That's kind of hard sometimes in some situations, but if you do the practice, then when you need it, it will be there. Just like we watched those Olympic athletes over the last couple of weeks, and you know, the, all the hours of practicing that they put in for that moment when they're there and they can dig deep and they've got access to what they need to support them and propel them through the big tests of the big competitions. Well, in life, we all have those big tests, and they come in the forms of relationship challenges or financial challenges or health challenges. You want to have those resources available to you. So although belief repatterning works really well to dig you out of the pit, it really is about proactively training yourself so that you've got those resources. You've got that depth there so that you can draw on it when things go sideways, because things will go sideways. It's that, you know, being proactive and being prepared for it. You didn't wait until you needed to read something to learn to read. The school system is proactive and taught you how to read, not knowing what you were going to be reading today. Same thing, we didn't wait to find out, you know, that you were going to have to balance your checkbook in February of 2014 and do your taxes. You learned your numbers when you were in grade 1, 2, and 3, and it laid the foundational groundwork. Belief repatterning is that foundational groundwork for your emotional well-being. And we could lament that we don't teach this in schools, or we can just learn it now. And for those of you who are new to the show, my name is Suze Casey. I'm the developer of the belief repatterning technique, and it really comes from my background as an educator. So I have a master's degree in education, and what I realized was that we made things be so hard. We obfuscate things. We complicate them. We make it them complex when really they can be quite simple. And I decided that things that were going quote unquote wrong in my life just needed to be simpler, and it needed to be easier to work through things. And so although I had done a lot of personal development work, I found it pretty hard and challenging, and I decided there needed to be an easier way. And belief repatterning was born. It began about 25 years ago. I was very ill, and I knew that I needed to get myself worked through that. And I thought, what would I do to train myself to be physically well? And I knew there was a mind-body connection. And I began to work at the things I could do with my mind. And I put together basically a curriculum to get me well. And it worked. And then I went into the school system, back to the school system, and began working with kids that were having challenges with learning, challenges with reading, challenges with test anxiety, challenges with being bullied, challenge, all those kinds of things. And it worked for all of those things. And I was like, I think I'm on to something. Began seeing clients. This is in the late 1990s, early 2000s. Began seeing clients. And I went full time in 1999 using this technique, and have built a practice here in Calgary, Alberta. But I travel all over the world and meet with people by Skype, meet with people on by phone, meet with people in person. And so just came back from Kansas City, where I was doing a presentation there. So totally happy to help you in whatever way I can in coming to know who you really are. Now, Nina has just phoned in and wants to give some feedback on a webinar and work through a scary incident she went through. Absolutely, Nina. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, Suze.
Oh, hi, Nina. I know you. Huh? I recognize this voice.
Yeah.
It's late at night at your house.
Oh, it's just about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Nina's calling in from France. I don't think we're giving away who you are if we just say that. So it's good to hear from you. And how can I support you in this today?
Well, I want to start out by saying that I think everyone should sign up for your webinars, and also especially the one I just participated in, which was This Year It's Going to Be Different. And because it's just a wonderful experience, I just really highly recommend it. And there's so much support, and there's so much good ideas floating around from the people who are on the call.
Nice.
And it's never a big group, so you get lots of individual attention.
Yeah, I always make sure that those groups are pretty intimate and kept fairly small so that people can get their questions answered. What would you say would be like one thing that has changed that you can just say, yeah, as a result of the course, this has changed, that you feel comfortable sharing?
Oh, yeah. I had quite a large email backup in my email box, and it was about 1,700 emails. and going back, some were a few years old, and I was able to just completely change the way I looked at that fear, and within 3 weeks, they're all gone except for 11 of them.
Wow.
So
that's
I did
fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
I know.
That's fantastic. Well done. Yeah.
And you know, all the fear was gone, all the, you know, I don't want to, all the procrastination. It's just, I love looking at my emails now. I feel so grown up. and it was nice. Really, honestly, it was really the support that I received from everybody. And I just came in with a new confidence about myself.
Nice.
You know, and all over a big old problem that was really plaguing me for a long time.
And isn't it amazing how much bandwidth it clears up once you get that nagging whatever out of there? It's just amazing.
Yeah. That's so true.
All of a sudden you can think creatively and clearly, and you get some good ideas. And like you say, you feel so grown up, you know. I was speaking with one of, you know, you never know what's going to happen with belief repatterning. I was speaking with one of my clients today, and I won't give her name or where she lives at all, because she would be mortally embarrassed. But she said, you know, I can't believe it. But she said, as a result of working with you, I got new underwear.
Okay.
And I started to laugh. But she said she realized that she wasn't valuing herself when she started looking at her underwear and you know, kind of the ratty tatty. And I said, you know what? I bet we could tell a lot about what's going on in a person's life if we looked at their underwear. We had a good laugh about it. But, you know, it's those little things that you just don't realize how they wear on you. You know, things like that full inbox, or the, you know, the button that's just not quite working on your coat, or whatever. They drain our energy and just take it away from us. So I just want to mention this year is going to be different, which is the one that Nina's mentioning, is happening in July, and you can go online and sign up for it now if you want. The first half of the year, we did the seminars all during the day, and then we're doing a repeat of all of them and doing them in the later afternoon time frame for me in Calgary anyway. So if you're looking at the seminars and going, I just can't make that time because of my time zone, know that coming up in July, all of them are getting repeated, and they're being repeated 4:30 p.m. to 5:45 p.m. Mountain time. So would be probably later than what you want to do it in France, but might work better for some people that are in North America. So just letting that go. Now, you've called in because you went to a So I see. It was two things. You wanted to give feedback on the webinar, so we've done that. It was all together. It was a scary incident you went through on a webinar. All right. So it's two separate things, a scary incident that you went through that you want some support on.
Yeah. Do you ski, Sue?
I used to.
Okay, well, I went skiing for the first time in a long time, and I thought I was going to be on a chairlift, you know, like you have there. But now they have these weird things that take you up the hill. They're called teleskis. And it's like a big hockey disc that goes behind your derriere, and it pulls you up the hill.
Kind of like the old-fashioned T-bars.
Hey, only in France. So anyway, I'd never been on one of these, and I wound up expending a lot of energy trying to stand up with the thing pulling me up the hill. And a couple of times I got knocked off, and I actually got hit in the head, and it was just traumatic. So here's my beautiful skiing day, and all I can think about is a dang incident going up that hill. I'm just...
I can hear it.
And I just keep replaying it, you know, so it's just reinforcing it. So I don't want to keep going there.
Perfect. So got a piece of paper and a pen handy. And I'm going to suggest that anyone who's listening who's had a traumatic experience of any description, just do this exercise along with us. It's the exercise from Chapter 10, Crossing the Line with Ease, in my book, Belief Repatterning, the Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. And it's just a super, super helpful exercise. So on once you're to draw a line down the middle of the page. I know that you know this, Nina, but for those people listening, a down arrow on the left-hand side and an up arrow on the right-hand side. And yes, I know you could have done this for yourself, Nina. And when we're in deep trauma, deep scary stuff, we forget that we know how to do stuff. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
So your monkey's probably going, oh, yeah, I know how to do this. And it's like, yeah, But when we're in that deep place, and the reason is that when we're on that downside of the line, the only thing our brain can do is survive. We're in fight or flight, and you cannot think straight or creatively or anything else from that side of the line. Okay? It's something that's designed to keep us alive, which is a good thing, but kind of gets in the way. So what we're going to do is get your mind over the line on this. So just jot down some of the feelings that you experienced that day. Okay. So, and put them on whichever side of the line. So folks that are listening in, just look at a trauma, because the thing, I know that our topic is who am I really, but trauma times actually point us in the direction more rapidly than anything else of who we really are. So it totally ties in, and I'm excited about this. So I heard the word that you were traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else were you feeling during that time frame?
Scared, fear, you know, scared. Mm-hmm. Embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated, angry.
Okay. No, good enough. Good. Breathe in. That's enough for us to go on for sure. Okay. So mm-hmm. We've got those all written down, and the people that are listening, just write down the feelings that you had. Some of them may be the same as Nina's. Some of them will be different. Have a big drink of water. Look at that and decide that you're going to move them over to the other side of the line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Before we do that, what are some of the nice, like you said, this beautiful day of skiing. So what were some of the nice things that happened?
I found all my ski clothes from way back when. I didn't have to buy anything new. That
okay.
was fun.
And so how did that feel?
well, kind of amazing, really, because everything was just as I left it, you know, years and years ago. And
mm-hmm.
it was like a gift.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the right-hand side of the line, you're going to write amazing, gift. I heard you start to say you felt more confident, and I cut you off.
Oh, no, Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
What else? I put contacts in to, which I haven't worn in a long time either, and I had absolutely no problem with them all day long.
Okay, so you felt beautiful, comfortable with them?
Clear. Mm-hmm.
Clear vision?
Yeah, clear vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we're doing here for folks that are listening is I'm trying to help Nina get to the upside of the line by thinking of the things that were good around that, because any situation will have both. Okay. We can even go to something as dramatic as 9/11, and it was traumatic for people involved. And we can still see the hopefulness from the firefighters. We can still see how the people of New York all pulled together. So even in horrible situations, we can always find some good things. So think about the good things from whatever that situation was and write them down on the right side of the line, just in terms of some of the emotions. It'll just give you a little anchoring place on that side. So Nina, you were going to say something else. Sorry.
I was with really wonderful people who took care of me, and, you know, made sure I was, you know, enjoying my day when
okay.
I wasn't falling off the machine.
Right. Okay. So that's what you want to focus on, is remembering those things that are on the right side of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that are on the left side of the line are the things that are replaying on you. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Right. And they're going to be the ones that are going to keep you from going skiing for another 20 years.
You got it.
Or ever. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is the opposite of feeling angry?
Happy.
Okay. So write that across the chart on the other side of the line. Opposite of feeling frustrated?
Calm.
Okay. Opposite of feeling embarrassed?
At ease.
Okay. Opposite of feeling scared or fearful?
Confident.
Okay, so we already had confident on that other part, which is great, and opposite of feeling traumatized.
That's kind of a long leap.
Mm-hmm. How about supported?
Supported. Okay.
Yeah, we'll try it. Okay.
Okay.
So on the right-hand side, do you want to read to me what you've got written down?
On the right-hand side, happy, calm, at ease, confident, supported.
Okay. I'm going to also ask you to write down amazing, gift, clear vision, wonderful supportive friends, and enjoyment. Because those are the things when I asked you what the good things were on that day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now when you look at the two sides of the list, which one feels more solid?
Oh, the right side, definitely.
Okay. So I give myself permission to focus on the right side of the line.
I give myself permission to focus on the right side of the line.
Okay. Breathe in, and you know the drill. You let me know if the monkey says anything. Okay.
Okay.
But those folks that are listening at home to us, you can follow along with this, okay? I forgive myself for believing I need to carry that trauma any longer.
I forgive myself for believing I need to carry that trauma any longer.
I give myself permission to feel supported by my friends and myself.
I give myself permission to feel supported by my friends and myself.
Okay, breathe that in. Monkey okay?
Monkey's a little shaky.
Yeah. I recognize I really got shook up there. It's reminding me to be supportive of me. So if one of your friends was having this experience that you had and you were having the experience that one of your friends had had, what would you say to your friend?
If one of them was in my place?
Yeah. They kept falling off the thing.
I would just go to try to help them and reassure them and see if there's anything that I can do.
Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't sit there and tell them over and over again how klutzy and embarrassed they were and how scared they were and how they couldn't do it. I just making sure. Okay. I give myself permission to be as supportive of myself as I would be of anyone else.
I give myself permission to be supportive of myself as I would be to anyone else.
Okay, breathe that in. It was traumatizing.
It was traumatizing.
And I support myself by...
And I support myself by...
Remembering the good stuff that happened that day.
All the good stuff that happened that day.
Okay, breathe that one in. How does that feel?
Intellectually, I'm okay, but I'm
right,
it's really grabbing me in the stomach.
Okay, so let's leave that one for a while and look down the list. And which other one would you like to have more of? The at ease, or calm, or happy, or confident?
I think at ease.
Okay. I can feel embarrassed about what happened, or I can be at ease knowing I'm learning.
I can feel embarrassed about what happened, or I can feel at ease knowing that I'm learning.
The one that's supportive of me is?
The one that supports me is at ease.
Okay, breathe that in. I'm free to be at ease with what happened on the ski hill.
I'm free to be at ease with what happened on the ski slope.
I'm just learning. I haven't been skiing for 20 years or 10 years or whatever it was.
Yeah. I haven't been skiing for 20 years.
And all of my stuff was there waiting for me. I
felt supported by that.
Okay, breathe that in. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay. I can support myself or I can run the trauma. I choose.
I can support myself or I can run the trauma. I choose to support myself.
Okay, breathe that in. How's that feeling now?
Yeah, I'm kind of replaying the happy movie.
Yeah, nice. There was lots of supportive things that happened that day. My friends tried to put me at ease. I had clear vision. I really liked that. I know that next time, I'll be better on that disc thing. I'm learning, and I give myself permission to be at ease with that. Monkey okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was an amazing gift to go skiing. And I choose to focus there. That supports me. I can be frustrated about what happened, or I can be calm thinking about all the good stuff. I choose.
I choose to be calm.
Good. Breathe that in. It's like me to support me. I've learned a lot about supporting myself in the last year or so. And this skiing day is an opportunity for me to deepen that support. Yep. Good. Breathe that in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take, it's time for a station break. Are you okay to stay online for a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I'd just like you to just take a look at that right-hand side of the line. In fact, you can rip the paper down the middle and rip up that other side, because its only purpose is to get you to the other side of the line. And when we come back in a couple minutes, I'm just going to ask for your reflections. And then when it's, once it's sunk in a little bit, and any questions that you have to ask, okay?
Okay.
So we're going on a quick break here. If you'd like to call in and talk about how you could reclaim who you really are or discover who you really are, do phone in on 877-230-3062. I'd love to support you in repatterning. My name's Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR Radio. We'll be back in two. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time?
What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm talking with Nina, and we're just walking through a bit of a trauma piece here. Nina, how are you doing after the break?
Yeah, I actually think I released something, but I, I don't know, I'm having some kind of a body reaction, but I think it's good.
Okay, so just check in with your body to say, is it good?
Yeah, I think it's good, yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to create? A supported place, an at-ease place?
Yeah, an at-ease place, yeah.
So what's something that you could do that would help your body? Because your body's been through a trauma. What happens is that every cell hangs on to that stuff. When we repattern, what's happening literally is the cells are letting go of the toxins. And so you can have some, you know, need to nip down the hall and go to the bathroom kinds of stuff, or yawning or burping or any kind of way that the energy moves in the body. What's something that you could do? And I know it's bedtime at your place, but what's something that you could do that would be supporting and at ease with your body between now and when you fall asleep?
I could put some nice hand lotion on that smells good.
There you go. And just do that because you're supporting and creating ease for your body.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So just breathe that in. And even just thinking about it, can you feel your body settling down?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, good. I'm going to be supported. Okay. All right. So just think about, you know, your body is like a little kid that's just got a scare. And what would you do? You'd kind of hug the little child. You'd rub their back. You'd tell them it's okay. You'd, you know, get them a glass of water or a hot cocoa or, you know, whatever. Just do what it would be that would be supportive of someone else and give that to yourself as much as you can. It might take a couple of days for it to completely go, but you're on path and you've got some things to work through. And any questions about what we did or any comments?
No, well, I think, shifting the focus from what happened to me to what I would do if somebody else was in that position, that just completely changes everything. And you know, I feel like I can come out of myself and go help somebody else, which is really me.
Exactly. So so let's try this. I'm someone who's supportive of others and myself.
I'm someone who's supportive of others and myself.
That's who I really am.
That's who I really am.
How does that feel?
Yeah, it feels true.
I'm free to be at ease with my learning.
I'm free to be at ease with my learning.
Okay, breathe that one in. Feels okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I forgive myself for believing I needed to be embarrassed or frustrated by what happened.
I forgive myself for believing I need to be embarrassed or frustrated by what happened.
I give myself permission to be at ease and calm with my learning.
I give myself permission to be at ease and calm with my learning.
How does that feel?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. I know how to be at ease and calm.
I know how to be at ease and calm.
And I bring it to my recollections of that day.
and I bring it to my recollections of that day. You know what, Suze? I there's this one little cobweb hanging around.
Mm-hmm. What's the little cobweb?
and that is that I feel like I should have known better. I should have known how to sit on it. You don't sit on it. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. I should have known how it worked.
Right.
But
and you've never experienced this before.
No.
Mm. Okay. So should have. I have a friend who actually wrote a song, the title of which is Don't Shit on Me and I Won't Shit on You. And it's actually Don't Shit on Yourself either. How would you possibly have known?
Don't know that one. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, once you were skiing, did your body remember how to ski?
Yeah. But everyone else was fine with this contraption. And I
was it everybody else's first time ever?
It was the first time I was on that thing, yeah.
Okay, but was it everybody else's first time, or had they experienced it before?
Well, I don't know. I think there were some people who hadn't experienced it before. Little kids too.
Oh, and yeah. Well, little kids don't have the. They're not trying to think about it being a. You've got a pattern in your head called chairlift.
Yeah.
You got skis on your feet. You're going up a mountain, and you're going to sit down to get there. Right?
Well, yeah.
That's the pattern that's in your body that you've learned.
That's
so
true.
Little
that's
kids
true.
Don't have that pattern. Little kids go, oh, that's how you do it. Poof.
Oh,
and
yeah.
off they go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can beat yourself up for it, or you can go, how was I supposed to know? It was brand new.
Yeah.
Which is what you would say to a girlfriend. You'd say, hey, sweetie, you didn't know. It's okay. And without giving away any big secrets, I have to tell you that during the break, the gal that helps in the station said, oh my gosh, I had the exact same experience when I went to the Alps. So there you go. You're in good company.
Oh, good.
Okay. But so often we beat ourselves up by that. I should have known. How would you have known? You know, hindsight's 2020, excuse the pun, but hindsight's 2020, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you had no, like your experience was you put your butt on a chair and you get lifted to the top. So your body's going, okay, I got skis on. It's winter. I'm going to the top of a mountain. Must be sit down time.
Yeah.
So you sit down.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
right.
It goes, oh, that didn't work. Okay. And probably by the end of the day, you were kind of getting the hang of it sometimes. Despite the fear that you had.
Yeah.
Despite the embarrassment. Okay. So the thing is that next time, remembering if you can move yourself from the embarrassed to at ease or the frustrated to the calm, you would have got there sooner, because when you're on the downside of the line, you cannot learn anything new.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. You can only learn survival stuff. You can't learn thriving stuff. So yeah. So just be good, gentle on yourself, you know?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, I forgive myself for believing I should have known.
I forgive myself for believing I should have known.
Okay, breathe that in. I give myself permission to recognize it was new and I'm learning.
I give myself permission to recognize it was new and I'm learning.
Monkey, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I can should on myself. Or I can recognize I was learning.
I can should on myself, or I can recognize I was learning.
And the one that's most supportive of me.
And the one that's most supportive of me is I was learning.
I'm free to frame that as a learning experience.
I am free to frame that as a learning experience.
It's supportive of me to do that.
It's supportive of me to do that.
Monkey, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is for anybody that's had any kind of trauma. You can frame it as, I learned. And what did I learn? I learned I don't want to do that again. Okay, so move it to the other side. I learned that I can be supporting of myself. I learned that I can be at ease or calm, whatever those feelings are that are the opposites. Okay. I am a great learner.
I am a great learner.
That's part of who I am.
It's part of who I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's the cobweb?
Go ahead. What else I learned is that the next time I'm going to get an instructor to show me how to teach me how to do that.
Now, did you see what happened?
On that thing.
You got to the other side of the line. All of a sudden, you got a creative idea. Ah, next time I'm going to do that. You couldn't get there with, I should have already known. Because if you should have already known, you wouldn't need an instructor. But of course, like, you've not done this before. Little kids can do it because they don't worry about what they did before. They just look and they go, oh, that's how you do it. And they do it. Because they didn't have the preconceived pattern that you had.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
The patterns in our bodies and our minds are so deep. But they can be shifted so easily just by shifting the emotions. Does that make some sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate you calling in, and Rita will be giving you an email and asking you which seminar you want to join in on with us. I really value that you called in today, and thanks for the feedback on the webinar that you did, and look forward to seeing you in another one and being supportive of you wherever and whenever I can be.
Thank you so much, Sue. Really, really, really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Nina. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. Say hi to France for me.
Okay.
Okay, take good care.
Yeah, you too.
So if you're wanting to call in and talk about this, who am I really? I'm happy to support you with repatterning. You can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. If you are at an office place where you can't phone in, but you want to just send in a note, you can do that. Contact Talk Radio has a chat line, and you can put a note on there. Or send me an email. You can send it to radio@beliefrepatterning.com. And that's BELIEF as in Frank, REPATTERNING.com. And I'll answer it on the next show. If you've got a question that you'd like to ask. The other thing that you can do is send something to me on my Facebook page, Sue's Casey Author. And if you go onto that Facebook page and you ask me a question around repatterning, I will answer it for you there. And if you would feel more comfortable doing it privately, you can message me on Facebook. Just join in and get the support you need. I'm here to be of service to you. So just want to do a little quick overview here of what was in the newsletter today around this topic of being who you really are and really discovering that. And that's really what the repatterning work is, because all that other stuff is just pointing you in the direction. You can get hung up on it if you want and play it over and over and over again, or you can move through it. So those of you who received the newsletter will know that I was just in Kansas City, and I have a picture. There's a great museum there. I had no idea that Kansas City was such an awesome, awesome place. And I spent the day wandering around on Sunday, wandering around this incredible museum, and there was a copy of Rodin's The Thinker, that famous statue of the man sitting and pondering. And so I went, got my picture taken beside it, because I just, you know, like, let's just think about what we want to think about here. There's no point in thinking about the stuff that doesn't support you. Let's focus those thoughts in the direction that support you. And it came to mind when I was there and thinking of this conversation that I had with a woman named Anne, who was in one of the early, early courses that I taught, probably around 2000, 2001. And I said to her, "What do you really want?" And she was frustrated, and she looked at me and she said, "I want to be just like you." And as flattering as that can be, I knew that that really wasn't what she wanted. And I said, "Oh, so you want to be just like you?" And she said, "No, I want to be just like you." Now, this is an actual conversation that happened with this gal. She was feeling lost, and she was looking everywhere outside of herself to try and find herself. But our conversation continued, and I said to her, "I'm wondering, is the reason that you want to be like me because I really show up as myself, and that's what you want to do?" And she looked at me, her eyes got really big, and they welled up with tears, and she went, "Yes, I just don't know how to be just like me."
Well, I get great joy and pleasure out of helping people find who they really are and showing up as who they really are. And that's what this repatterning work is about, is helping you move through the things that aren't you or may have been you in the past, but they're there to teach you and move you in the direction of what you want to learn. So let's just do a general generic repatterning around becoming who you really are and being yourself. So I'll say the statement and then you repeat it back just like Nina was doing with me earlier. Okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to be someone else in order to be okay. I forgive myself for believing I need to be someone else in order to be okay. Okay. And breathe that in and let it go. I give myself permission to explore who I am really under the layers of protection. I give myself permission to explore who I am really under the layers of protection and breathe that in and let it go. I choose to uncover who I really am. I choose to uncover who I really am and breathe that in and let it go. I am free to explore being me and have fun doing it. I am free to explore being me and have fun doing it and breathe it in. So the belief repatterning technique is a series of statements, six different stages that move you from the one side of the line to the other side of the line. Forgiveness is where you acknowledge what's going on. Permission is where you open to possibilities. Choice is where you are on the line and you make a decision. Freedom is where you start to explore it and try it on for size. And then the next one is you need to have an example. So think of an example when you were having fun exploring who you really are. So I'm going to use an example of being at the gallery in Kansas City. Okay. You're going to find one of your own to fill in. So I feel most like myself when I'm wandering through an incredible art gallery looking at beautiful art. So I feel most like myself when I am. Okay. And breathe that in and feel that feeling in your body of when you acknowledge who you really are. Now, I feel like myself all kinds of times, not just when I'm wandering an art gallery. I also put a picture on the newsletter of me being at 12th Street and Vine, because the whole time I was going to Kansas City, I kept singing that song, going to Kansas City, here I come. So I decided I wanted to go to 12th Street and Vine because that's one of the part of the verses there. Going to 12th Street and Vine, got some crazy little women there, you know, and I thought, I want to go to 12th Street and Vine. So I looked it up. And wouldn't you know, they've turned it into a housing project, and 12th Street and Vine is in the middle of a park now. However, they put a signpost there as a like a commemorative thing, and they've got a plaque, and they've got the lyrics to the song, and a cool statue of a monument that's like shaped like a piano, and a big treble clef. And it was really interesting because the cab driver that I had that took me there said, "Oh, there's nothing over there," and I said, "Yeah, there is. I saw it on the internet. I really want to go." So he says, "Well, I'll take you there, but there's nothing there. I've lived here all my life and I'm a musician and it's not there. It's in the middle of the projects." And we got there and he's like, "Wow, look at this." He says, "Even the parking lot's shaped like a piano." They had black and white lines like piano keys. And he had a great time. And I had so much fun being there. And he took my picture leaning against the limousine. And it was just really fun. And I felt like me. Not only was I doing it for me, but I was also doing something for him. And so sometimes when we give away something to others, that helps us feel like ourselves as well. And so with Nina, we were talking about how she would be supportive of someone else. So giving what you would give to others to yourself helps you feel more like you. Okay. So let's do another statement here, which is at the surrender statement. I'm uncovering who I really am and claiming the parts I love and using the uncomfortable bits to learn and change. I'll do that for you in bits, okay? I'm uncovering who I really am, claiming the parts I love, and using the uncomfortable bits to learn and change. And breathe that in and let it go. And then I put a surrender statement in as I am co-creating who I really am, because, you know, you're also created by the experiences around you, how you deal with them. You're created by, depending on your belief system, maybe God, maybe a power higher than you. Belief repatterning works within all of your spiritual beliefs. So I'm co-creating who I really am. I am co-creating who I really am. And I would encourage you to start making a list of the best attributes that you have. So who I really am, I'm curious. I'm excited. I'm fun-loving. I'm big-hearted. What are some of your characteristics that are who you really are? And I'm not talking 24/7, 365 here, folks. Okay. I'm not fun-loving 24/7, 365. I got home on Monday night and my flight was delayed. It was a late flight anyway. And it was 3 a.m. by the time I got home, went to bed, got up on Tuesday and I saw some clients, and about 4 o'clock I was done work and my girlfriend phoned and she said, "Hey, welcome home. I was wondering, do you want to go for dinner and a movie?" Now, normally I would say yes. And I said, "You know, thank you so much for calling, but not tonight." And she was really surprised because I'm usually up for anything. And I said, "You know what? I have a date with myself tonight with jammies and an early bed." And, you know, I wasn't fun loving in that moment, but what I was being was supportive of me. Okay. So you can't be any of these qualities 24/7, 365, but you can absolutely claim the ones that are yours and deepen them and increase them and be more of who you really are. Cause that's actually all you're ever asked to be. So if you know someone that's having a challenge finding themselves, please point them in the direction of belief repatterning. They can listen to these shows. All of them are archived on the CTR website. You can also get the 365 Repattern app. It's $3.65 or $3.99 if you're on Apple. And that app will give you a word to focus on every day. And what that does is help train your subconscious mind. And so that's a real simple thing. But on that app is also a little thing that says radio show. And if you click on there, you get all of the archives. So there's almost a year's worth there of shows that you can have on demand on your phone whenever you need a little boost. Okay. So today's word from 365 is listen. And it's when I listen to my heart, my world works. So that's just a thing to think about today. Just listen, listen to your heart and let your world work a little bit better because your heart knows who you really are. So through one of our courses, seminars, or working with a practitioner, we guarantee that your friends will not only uncover the truth of who they really are, but fall in love with themselves in the process. And if that's something that you would like for yourself, I would welcome you. So this past weekend, I reminded myself of who I really am. A woman who adores wandering through amazing art galleries and listening to very cool music. And I'd like to thank Kansas City for holding the space for me to do both. You see, when you were a child, you absorbed everything that was said to and about you. And some of those things conflicted with each other, and some of them were more about the person who said them than they were about you. But as an adult, you have the opportunity to decide which of those observations you'll treasure and which ones you'll let go. It's up to you. You have the right to develop yourself in whatever direction you choose. Take personally whatever feels right, true, and kind, and everything else is there for you to learn from. You can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. And if I can be supportive of you on that journey, it would be my delight to do so. Just a quick reminder, our next seminar starts next week and it is Being Heavy Weighing You Down. I'm excited. I'm going for the next, I'm going to say 20 pounds. I'm excited to be focusing in that direction. I've been maintaining for the last year and a bit for those of you who followed that journey, and I'm ready for the next 20 pounds. And if you want to join me and get yourself on that pathway, that'd be great. This is not about dieting. It's about getting your head and your mindset in the space of, so that those diets that you know work will work better for you, and that exercise that you know works will work better, and you'll stop self-sabotaging yourself, because that stuff is just protection on who you really are. Let's find out who you really are at your very best through belief repatterning. Next week, my guest is Julie Tulin, and we're going to be talking about decluttering your space, and it's a pre-record, so you can't phone in, but I look forward to chatting with you in 2 weeks. Take care. Know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose.